My name's David Phillips, of Age Connects North Wales. The date is the 9th of December 2025. And today I've got the pleasure of speaking with Roger Riley, who has lived most of his life in Rhyl, apart from the first few months when he moved to Rhyl from Manchester. As I have just said, you've lived most of your life in Rhyl. What are your earliest recollections of moving to Rhyl?
1935 I was born in Manchester, and lived there for a year of my life before my family decided that there was going to be too dangerous living in Manchester with the war looming, and moved to with his job. My father moved to Rhyl in North Wales. And so really, I'm more of a Rhylite than a Manchesterite, but Manchester is my date of birth, my place of birth.
And of course, in those days, Rhyl was a thriving seaside resort. Yeah. I mean, what memories do you have of Rhyl in those days?
Well, Rhyl in those days was one of the most popular resorts in North Wales and even further afield. And it was something to play for their football team, and any other activities that were going was always shown off in Rhyl. But some times have changed, I'm afraid, and we're perhaps not as strong as we used to be.
So obviously you went to school in Rhyl, and that's where you first showed your prowess on the football field.
Went to school in Rhyl. Went to a and why I went to a little private school, I don't know, but it was called the Poplars, and it was in an area of Rhyl just on the outskirts, and was a very, very popular school with one or two other lads there that also played football. So I did really enjoy my time at there, but I was only 10 years old then, so that's when we left school.
Right. And then obviously somebody from Rhyl Football Club spotted the talent.
They spotted the talent, so to speak. Yes. I don't know about talent, but they did spot me when I was, what age would I be? 16, 17, that's before going into the forces and doing my 2 years national service. I had two or three seasons at Rhyl, full time that was. Not full time as far as the job goes, I was working as well, but as full time as you can get with Rhyl. That's more or less it as far as the start of my life went.
Right, and you were working at that time?
Working at that time with a firm called William Bernard, and they were a builder's merchants on Wellington Road in Rhyl. And they were an offshoot of a bigger, they were a Birkenhead firm really, but this was the offshoot of the local one.
Right. So, and they subsequently became Vickers, did they?
No, Vickers was a transfer from there.
Oh, right.
With the tempter of an increase in wages.
Right. And that then became the famous Roger Jones of Rhyl over time.
Then it became,
most people in Rhyl
and then
know.
Became Roger Jones's from Vickers. It, as far as I was concerned, that became Roger Jones's then.
Right.
From, you know, for me. Yeah.
So that then you'd broken into the Rhyl side. You had your national service and then came back to a successful Rhyl side in the 50s, I think.
It was a very successful side. We won, several cups, the minor cups and that, that were going in, the Cups and Cup and one or two things like that. And we seemed to be able to give the big teams a game when we were drawn against them in the FA Cup. Mm-hmm. So there was one or two grounds that I was fortunate enough to play on, and one or two games that were successful with.
Which were the grounds that you particularly remember then?
Well, I remember mainly Chester was one. I've got to scratch my memory now because it was mainly Cheshire League grounds.
That would have been the old Sealand Road ground at Chester.
It was, yes, yes, indeed. There was several teams between Rhyl and Manchester, I suppose. We played on the outskirts of Manchester.
The likes of Stalybridge and...
Yeah, Stalybridge was a big rival of Rhyl.
Hyde,
yeah, yes, yeah, indeed. Yeah.
And of course, in those days, it was the Cheshire League that... There was nothing between that and the Football League, was there?
Nothing at all, no. And they were a very important league in non-league terms. Mm-hmm. And because the wages were not much difference from playing league football and playing non-league with a job, then they became very, very strong teams.
Yeah.
But they've all got players, either ex-players from international days or up-and-coming players who were going to make the grade full-time.
And of course, I think you played with Don Spendlove at Rhyl.
Don Spendlove was
who famously turned down a move to Tottenham, I think. Didn't
yes,
he?
Indeed, indeed. Yes, Don was a plumber. He had his own plumbing business, and whilst several clubs were after him to sign, he didn't really want to give up his business, which he thought was safer than playing football. So really, Don was a very, very good non-league player that really had chances galore to play league football with several teams, but turned them down because it was more lucrative to do what he was doing.
Yeah. And Don was a goal scorer, wasn't he?
Don was a record goal scorer.
Yeah,
record goal scorer.
And your job was to
provide
to put them on the plane for him.
I'd rather think that's overstating it. But I like to think I aided his latter career,
right?
Because he's a good 10 years older than me.
Right. And you were mentioning to me before, Roger, that one famous FA Cup game when you had to go and play at Hull under very unusual circumstances.
We did indeed. Hull City, league football, that was, they were playing, and we were drawn them in the FA Cup. And it was during the days when there was, I suppose you'd call it COVID, would you? But there was a...
Polio, I think.
Polio, yes. Was running rampant through the country, and we had to, especially in this area, we had to be very, very careful, and we only played them by virtue of the fact that we could camp out outside the ground by about 5 mile overnight before, and then whisked into the ground next day and right on kickoff time almost. Played the game, unfortunately got beat rather heavily, and went rushing out then and on our way home from there, because it really was, it was dangerous to come into touch with anyone, concept.
And those were the days when football was full of characters.
Oh,
and
God,
you had one or two characters as managers, I believe.
Yes, we had a chap called Freddie Roberts, who played with, I think it was Everton, but he played league football before managing, and he got a job on the council in Rhyl, and ran the he was a manager of the football team at the same time. It was in the days when you could do two jobs at a time, Freddie was a very, very good manager who had seen very, very good days, but was more or less semi-retired when he took over the real job, because he only did it as a part-time thing, because he still carried on with his binman job.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there were others as well. There was the whole tribe of Scotsmen descended on Rill about this time, because they'd got a Scottish manager, a chap called Billy Russell, whose son became a very, very good player, playing league football with Sheffield United. It was a time when you could do two jobs if you were lucky.
If you're lucky, yeah.
So that was Freddie Roberts. Before that, Billy Russell managed the club for quite some time, and quite a character. And he really, he was out of Scottish League football.
Yeah.
He played with, I'm not sure, it was on Hearts or someone, but he made a big name for himself in Scottish football.
Right.
And Billy Russell managed them and had a son, also called Billy Russell, who sort of was brought up by him, really.
Yeah. And then I think after you played for one or two other clubs in the area, didn't you?
Welsh League football was very strong in those days.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no doubt about it that no one wanted to be drawn against any of the Welsh teams.
Yeah. I seem to remember that John Charles's brother Mel played.
Mel Charles.
Didn't he sign from Cardiff City? And yeah. He was on more money in the Welsh League than he was in the football
Absolutely
league.
Absolutely right, yes.
Yeah. I think a local caravan park owner had bankrolled. Was it Puthelly or Port Maddock? I'm not sure. One of those two.
It was Puthelly.
Yeah.
Puthelly, wasn't he? But yes, he was one of several really that played.
Yeah,
it was in the days when the football wage was not that great as far as it going, so nearly everyone had another job on the side somewhere.
Yeah. And then I think after you finished your playing days, of course you carried on, worked in the builders merchants,
but then you also
ran the Rill youth team, didn't you, for a while?
I'd have to think very hard on this. It was for quite some years when I was just demobbed from the forces. So it would be 19. Do you know? You've got me scratching my head now. how long ago it was? Because it was, by that time I was like on the last days of my playing career. And Prestatyn were quite a strong team. They had big ambitions in those days and were just joined the Welsh League, which was a strong league. Some say, the strongest non-league outside of the league system. I don't know, but I just played for Prestatyn for a few seasons as a player manager.
Right.
And then retired, more or less.
Right.
Got to an age.
Yeah.
And managed them for about another 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. Did you have any players that came out of that youth system and went on to?
We had players that had played in the top system.
Oh, right.
That dropped down into our system. And we'd got one or two. Probably they wouldn't be household names, but they were internationals of a sort.
Yeah.
You know, some were Welsh internationals, some were Scottish, some were English.
Yeah.
There was a regular mixture there that we had, and it was we were quite a strong team, really. Quite a strong team for non-league football, that is.
Well, thank you, Roger.
You're welcome.
Let's hope that Rill's days start to pick up again. Oh, I think we've fallen down the...
we love it to be, but I cannot see the day coming, I'm afraid.